to the best of our ability, 760 was delivered out into the community. More deliveries this year and less came out. But going out, we had a few that couldn't come out this year but wanted meals at their house. So going out was a little busier this year. So, but I think we got everybody fed. At least I hope we did. And we had still a little food left over. Not a whole lot, but a little food left over. So we did good. Everybody did good. We were blessed with workers. It was amazing. Monday through Wednesday this week out at the church, the community, different ones come out and helped. And besides the ones that were there today, and we had several that came out this week to help. That was really, that was a blessing. It was nice. We had crews that came out to help clean up. The ones that were there stayed and helped. The later ones that were there stayed and helped. And, I mean, it was amazing. I know tables are down, chairs are put up. You know, it just went clickety-click-click, like, you know, we did things in shifts. I mean, not in shifts, but, I mean, everybody just said, what can we do? And they got on it, done it, and put it away. And, you know, even the kitchen had extra dishwashers, extra people putting stuff, carrying stuff. I can't even hardly say without almost crying how blessed we were and how at all we were at how things, God is so good. He's just so good. We've not had as many workers because of either people having to work, people, you know, life's busy, people just haven't. But I think people are realizing that they want to serve people and serve the Lord, and they just want to reach out and help their community, and they want to get to know new people, and they just want to, you know, just love and meet new people. So it was just amazing, and everybody got to visit and meet new people, and it was just wonderful. And we had 28 routes this year, and we usually have about 20 or 22, but we had 28 routes this year, and we had several meals at some stops, but we encouraged everybody not to just deliver the meal, but to share with them, to ask them how they're doing, to put a smile on their faces and just, you know, be a friend to them. Because a lot of people, you know, they just, like I said, our world's just got a lot of hurt and chaos in it, and a lot of people just don't smile anymore. They just don't love each other, and they just don't care. And we hope today made a big difference and showed them that, you know, that Jesus loves them, and, you know, there's people that do care. And it's not about Coon Creek. It's about Christian people in a community working together. So, and, you know, we just appreciate everything everybody done, and I just want to thank the community again for stepping up and stepping in and helping. We don't do it about the counting the numbers, and we don't do it about getting donations or about, you know, I don't know, we just don't do it for gratification or don't do it for those things. We do it because we feel led to do it. You know, we want to bless people and be blessed, and, you know, so we don't, I mean, we tell people kind of numbers, you know, as close as we can, because people want to know what, you know, what God's doing in our church and, you know, and stuff, but we're just, we hope we, you know, we bless and touch other people.